The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It's time now for girls high school soccer with West Holmes taking on Riverview. And with the call, here's Matt Croy.
And good evening from Riverview. West Holmes on the road tonight with a record of 3-7-1, looking to snap a three-game losing streak, while Riverview Lady Bears come in with a record of 7-6, winners of four of their last five games. Stay tuned for the pregame show on WKLM.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for September is spaghetti and meatballs pizza.
School's back. Fall is on the horizon, and the gift-giving season is just around the corner. Hi, this is Sue from the jewelry store in Millersburg, and we're excited to unveil our latest collections. Discover our stunning sterling silver necklaces and earrings, and don't miss out on our exclusive permanent bracelets. Make your wish list today and take advantage of our convenient layaway option, and be prepared to shine this season. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg.
Check out this property located at 5181 Eagle Drive in Berlin. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $420,000. Nestled in the picturesque Hawks Landing neighborhood, this ranch home is in the heart of Amish country. Built in 2017, this residence boasts three bedrooms and two full bathrooms, first floor laundry, and attached garage. While the full basement, already plumbed for a bathroom, presents an exciting opportunity for customization. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Nolan Mackey at 330-231-0028 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
It's time now for Before the Kick, brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Sports. September is truck month at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at VillageMotorsInc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
Alongside West Lowell's Lady Knights head soccer coach, that's Bruce Murphy, with a record of 3-7-1 on the season. On the road, they take on this Riverview team. Always a good battle taking on Riverview. Bruce, what's the biggest thing you're looking for from your group as you take on this Riverview team here tonight?
The same thing we always talk about. We're just going to play the style that we like to play. We have to limit our mistakes, for sure. We've gone over film, and we see a lot of self-inflicted wounds that we cause ourselves. So if we can avoid that and play our game, and when we get in front of the goal, we have to finish. We've had a lot of trouble finishing, so we have to get in. When we get in front of the goal, we have to be able to finish.
Into the second half of the year, Bruce, that's kind of the biggest things you're looking at here. How can we kind of, as you mentioned, make those corrections here and get to the point where your girls are able to make that kind of a good habits here this latter portion of the season, correct?
Yeah, I mean, just consistency is the biggest thing. I mean, it's the same thing every game, all the time. We know what we like to do. When we do it well, we can be dangerous. But it's when we have these lapses, we've not put together a complete half, let alone a complete game yet. So we're working towards doing that. And if we do those things and we grow in that way, we'll be okay.
And plus, the thing with that, Bruce, is you have more games to play, right? More games here to put that to the test here and get these girls ready.
Yeah. I mean, we have, I don't know, 5 or 6 left. And, you know, we're starting to look into tournament time. Hopefully that's when we hit our stride, hitting that portion of the season. There's a lot of good teams we have left on the schedule, and there's some good teams we'll be playing in when it comes tournament time. So we're looking forward to it. I know I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Bruce. Well, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
That's the voice of West Hills head soccer coach and Bruce Murphy.
Before the Kick has been brought to you by Village Motor of Millersburg.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Medicare open enrollment begins October 15th. Make sure your plan allows you to receive the pharmacy service you deserve. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and did you know that Medicare prescription plans are constantly changing from one year to the next? More and more plans are increasing copays or trying to force you into using their plan-owned mail-order pharmacies. Let us help you prepare for the upcoming year by scheduling a consultation with one of our expert team members, or tell your current insurance expert to make sure your plan in 2025 allows you to get your prescriptions at one of our local Premier Pharmacy locations in Berlin, Millersburg, and now also in downtown Sugar Creek. Thank you for allowing us to be your local hometown independent pharmacy.
September is truck month at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at VillageMotorsInc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
season, going 19-4, and they would go all the way to the state semifinals for the first time in school history. Of course, they would fall to Cincinnati Summit Country Day 5-0 over at Marysville High School. And for Riverview last year, they finished up with a record of 11-6-2, and they fell to John Glenn in the district semifinals by the score of 5-0 at Stewart Field in Coshocton. In last season's matchup over at West Holmes, West Holmes defeated Riverview. This season so far, West Holmes with a record of 3-7-1. Of course, they've been dealing with the injured Charlie Murphy throughout this year. As Murphy had 9 goals to lead the team when she got injured, she still leads the team actually in goals scored and hoping to get her back before the end of the regular season and tournaments begin. But as of right now, Murphy still out. Again, West Holmes with a record of 3-7-1 on the Twins over Harrison Central, Canton Central Catholic, New Lexington, and Philo, a 1-0 loss in their last game at home to St. Clairsville. Riverview is averaging 3.5 goals per game, while West Holmes averages just over 2 goals per contest. Defensively, West Holmes gives up just a little over 2.5 goals per game, while the Lady Bears, they give up just over 1 goal per contest so far on the season. Take another break. Come back with more on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Walsh and Associates want to thank our patients of the past 29 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Walsh, Dr. Reeser, and Dr. Bostick not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and orthodontics. Emergency care and new patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwalsh.com.
Stop in for the 34th Annual Customer Appreciation Week with special savings, prizes, and activities all this week. Plus, sign up to win all the dairy you can carry from Smith Dairy at Rohde's IGA. Get gallon Bauman's Apple Cider for $4.98, 20-ounce packets of Troyer's Genuine Trail Bologna Ring Style for $6.48, Guggisberg Horror Baby Swiss Cheese Slice Wheels for $4.88 a pound, 48-ounce Smith's Premium Ice Cream for $3.88, 80-ounce Stray Cut or Golden Crinkle Fries for $6.90, 30-ounce Kraft Miracle Whip for $4.98, and 6-pack Pepsi products, 4 for $15. It's Customer Appreciation Week, now through Sunday, at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
The Holmes County Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau wish the players, coaches, and families the best of luck.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Take a look at the starting lineups here for the season. First of all, for the visiting West Holmes Lady Knights, starting for them will be senior goalkeeper Lily Rittenauer, also sophomore midfielder and defender Reslyn Brown, sophomore forward, and junior defender Brianna Hoventude, and senior forward and midfielder Avery Troyer. Also senior forward and midfielder Kenzie Fair, along with freshman and midfielder Audrey Dixon, and senior defender, that is Casey Yogi, senior defender Rakea Stokovich, and senior midfielder Avion Yoder, along with junior midfielder and defender Leah Zog. West Holmes, a record of 3-game losing streak. They're coached by first-year head soccer coach, that is Bruce Murphy. And for the Riverview Lady Bears, starting for them this evening will be junior goalkeeper Reagan Foster. Also starting for them is senior defender and Audrey Border, along with senior midfielder Kylie Miller and freshman midfielder Layla Williams. Also starting for the Lady Bears, sophomore midfielder Paisley Miller. Also junior defender Ashlyn Henry and sophomore midfielder Chloe Adams. Senior midfielder Paige Stone. Sophomore forward Ava Walsh. And senior forward, that is Alyssa Fox. Riverview Lady Bears record of 7-6 on the year. They've won 4 of their last 5. And they're coached by Dave Dreidler. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the pregame show next on W. Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Schlabel Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Schlabel knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Attention Knights Nation, this is Noah Clark with Clark Fowler Electric. As a proud sponsor of West Home Sports from T-ball all the way through high school, Clark Fowler Electric Motors and Supplies is on top of the game. With almost three decades as the area's leading provider in parts, repairs, and service, Clark Fowler is a team that you can count on. If you've had a breakdown, we'll get you back up and running and get you back into the game. Visit ClarkFowlerElectric.com for more details and information and all your electric motor needs. Go Knights!
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeraneHospital.org.
Buckeye Career Center is constantly evolving to better serve our community. You asked, so we are answering by adding some of your most requested short-term adult education courses. Upcoming programs that begin in October include Intro to Auto Collision Repair, Automotive Electrical Electronic Systems, and Estate Planning Basics. View the entire course catalog, including special interest, career training, and adult diploma program options at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org. We are Buckeye Proud.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy. at today's national in Millersburg. Just about ready to get things underway here from Riverview, a girls' high school soccer contest. Again, West holds a record of 3-7-1, and Riverview a record of 7-6 on the year. And West holds, their next game will be Thursday, a home game against Ashland. For Riverview, their next game will be on Thursday. That'll be a home game against Sheridan. McRae alongside with you, and glad to have you with us on FM 95. KLMFM.com. Melissa Patrick is back at WKLM Sports Central. And also glad to have you with us on FM 99.3 WTNS and MyWTNSRadio.com. Harper J is back at WTNS Sports Central. And looking at here on the field, Westall's wearing their white jerseys in white shorts, blue numerals in white socks. And for review, their black jerseys in black shorts. Well, just about ready to get things away again from review in girls' high school soccer action. West Holmes trying to snap that three-game losing streak, of course, and for the Lady Bears, winners of four of their last five. And both coaches trying to shore some things up before they get to post. So West Holmes playing without Charlie Murphy through a big portion of the second half of the year, but hoping to get her back here at some point, but still some corrections to make. And for Dean Crowther, feels like a girls' team that's starting to turn the corner, but still some things he wants to clean up for them to get to playing their best as we get to the start of postseason play when they get to that point. Of course, the tournament drawings, not that far. And for the field of play here, it'll be West Holmes will get this initial kick to start things. Leah Zog in the circle, and there's the whistle. And we are underway. West Holmes will be moving from left to right offensively here in this first half. And ball goes to Zog inside the circle. And West Holmes will work it across the midfield line to Avery Troyer. Her kick going to be cut off, however, by Eva Walsh for review. Ball not on the top of the box on the West Holmes offensive side, scooped up easily by the goalkeeper, Reagan Foster. The junior surveys it, she'll punt it away. Low line and kick goes inside the circle. Knocked down by Ava Yanni-Goder for West Holmes. Double team has it knocked away off the foot of Paisley Miller. As it crosses midfield to the review offensive end, ball rolls inside the box and scooped up by goalkeeper Lily Rittenauer. Nobody else around that ball, so long kick that was sent off the foot of Paige Stone. Bounces it near side. Goes over to Becca Miller for West Holmes. Miller shields the defender, works it near the midfield line, ball ricochets into the offensive end. Chased back down by Leah Zong for West Holmes, has it cut off now by Elena Brindley. Brindley's kick goes off the leg of Becca Miller across the touch. Now Riverview has the throw. Back near midfield, ball deflected away. Troyer gets a foot. Overview in Layla Williams into the offensive end for the Lady Bears. She's down defensively by Brianna Poventude. Poventude works it near sideline, gets her pass off. Now to Becca Miller. Miller finds her teammate, and that being on the kick back near the midfield line. Sends it over to the far side, Avery Troyer, inside the circle. She's back down. Review has it now over to Kylie Miller. She's down by Eva Walsh. Walsh is it knocked away by Poventude near the near side corner. She'll knock it across the touch, and now Riverview has the throw midway into their offensive end on the near side of the field, just into the first half. Kylie Miller, the senior, she'll lob it in. Near that left wing, inside the box, there's the header, goes high in the air, off the head of Casey Ogie, bounces it to the near side corner. Poventude shield Walsh away from the ball, knocked away across the touch, it'll be off of Poventude. Right near that near side corner by the flag, Lady Bears again have this throw, Kylie Miller to throw it in. Miller lobs it inside the box. Knocked down in traffic. Troyer gets a foot on that ball and goes right past Audrey Dixon to the far sideline. Now she's down near the goalkeeper, Lily Rittenauer. So Rittenauer will corral it, and she'll get set to punt it away. The senior goalkeeper lobs it back near the midfield circle. Knocked down by Ava Yanni-Yoder. Yoder works it, gets her pass off to the far side. Troyer with it to the offensive end. Knocked away from Dixon across the far sideline, near across the touch, and that'll be off of the Lady Bears in Chloe Adams. West Holmes has the throw midway into her throw, knocked away off the foot of Audrey Border. Now sent away across midfield, now corralled by Alyssa Fox. Her pass cut off. Poventude will step in front of the ball for West Holmes. She'll work it across midfield, gets her pass off. Inside the circle, pass near the top of the box, ricochets near sideline. West Holmes will have it. Becca Miller now with it high on the right side. Has it knocked away, however, by Border. back near area. Border with a foot on the ball, working against Becca Miller, gets a pass off. Now over to Layla Williams. Williams works her pass near sideline, goes over to Ava Walsh, stolen away by Avery Troyer. Now to Ava Yonioter, back to Troyer. Knocked the other direction by Border. Lobs it back near midfield, off the foot now of Povitude. She saves him. Gets it over to Becca Miller, who keeps it in play. Double team, battling now with the throw in now for the Lady Knights. Just into the offensive end for West Holmes, but the throw is going to be junior Brianna Povitude. Lobs it middle of the field to Ava Yonioter. Has it knocked away on the steal by Alyssa Fox. Lobs her kick into the West Hole, to the Riverview, rather, offensive end. Too strong ahead of Paige Stone. She'll track it back down, though. Stone will get to it now on the right wing. Stone works it, knocked away from her, and inside the ball. Defensively, her pass back near in midfield as West Holmes will have the ball. Dixon into the offensive end. Centering pass can be deflected inside the circle. And that pass goes off the leg of Kenzie Fair near side. Back to Becca Miller. Now to Avery Troyer, who has the ball. Troyer works it for West Holmes. Knocked away off the foot of Layla Williams, who works it near sideline. Lady Bears have it. Williams pass into the offensive end. At third and a half to play in the first half, it's new score. Now pass now over to Kylie Miller, left of the midfield circle. Her pass, nice pass that time, chased down by Walsh, left wing. Stepped in front of, however, by Povitude. Good recovery by her defensively. Povitude works it near sideline. Low line kick going to be off the Becca Miller, over to Avery Troyer now. Back to Ava Yonioter inside the circle for West Holmes. She'll work it into the... We'll get to it now. Dixon on that left side. Tracks it down now. Audrey Dixon works it. Her kick inside the box. Going to be corralled by goalkeeper Ann Reagan Foster. Charging after that ball for West Holmes was Leah Zog, but Foster got to it first on that cross opportunity for the Lady Knights. Punted away by Foster inside the circle. Off the leg of Alyssa Fox for her view. Casey Ogie, rather. Her pass goes near side. Ball sent away across the midfield circle. Goes off the foot of Kinsey Fair. Back to Avery Troyer. Troyer had it. Knocked away on the steal by Paisley Miller. Chased back down by Ogie for West Holmes. She'll roll it back to the near sideline. It'll stay in play, though. With the forever, we're going to be Alyssa Fox. Find her teammate. Inside the box. Double team now stolen away on the kick by Povitude. Her pass to Becca Miller now for West Holmes. Stolen now by Layla Williams. Williams spins away, backs it up. Her pass goes near the middle of the field, intercepted by Ava Yonioter. West Holmes has the ball. Scoreless game, 34 minutes to play, first half. Ball goes to the far sideline. Paige Stone gets to it, right of the midfield circle. Stolen back inside the West Holmes offensive end. Tries to lead it for Leah Zog. Instead, stepping in front of that ball defensively is Audrey Border. Her pass, however, knocked away by Kenzie Fair. Border gets a foot on the ball again, as does West Holmes' Leah Zog. Now stolen on the kick by Paisley Miller near sideline. That bounces across the touch, and West Holmes is going to have this throw. No score so far in first half of action, girls high school soccer on WKLM and WTNS this evening. Ball thrown in on the pass by Povitude, goes to Avery Troyer, knocked away by the Lady Bears into their offensive end, to Eva Walsh, but goes across the touch. And West Holmes will have this throw. Povitude throws it in, back near midfield. Goes to Avery Troyer. Knocked away on the steal by Povitude. Back to Avery Troyer for the Lady Knights. Troyer's pass deflected high in the air by Paisley Miller. Takes a bounce and cut off. On that kick, back to Kylie Miller off the leg of Elena Brindley. That kick deflected by Ogie. Rolls inside the box, however. Going after it is going to be Fox. Knocked away as the diving attempt by Rittenhour can't corral it, but goes across the goal line. And good job. Aggressive play by Rittenhour, the goalkeeper, to come after that ball and cause that ball to go across that goal line on the kick by Fox, and it will be a goal kick for West Holmes. First goal kick for either team. Casey Ogie will do the honors. Ogie, the senior defender, but the kick goes to the far sideline. And on the far end, Breslin Brown gets to it defensively. Gets her pass off. Ava Yonioter's pass goes far side to Audrey Dixon. Back over to Ava Yonioter. Back into the offensive end for West Holmes. Going after it is Troyer back near the left wing. Step in front of defensively by Elena Brindley. She'll roll across the touch, and West Holmes will have this throw. It'll be midway into the Lady Knights offensive end. And trotting over there looks like 31-45 in county first half. Girls soccer action from review and no score. Again, Brianna will have this throw. Short throw goes to Kenzie Fair. Back to Breslin Brown. Knocks it back near midfield to Aviana Yoder. Yoder works it from the far sideline. Looking for a certain pass now. Going to be a corral here on the kick. And knock back near the midfield circle. Troyer battling for the ball along with Kylie Miller. Troyer will steal it away. Here pass near the top of the box. Rolls inside the box, being a bit too strong for her defender. And for her team, I should say, Kenzie Fair, instead scooped up by Reagan Foster. She'll punt it away. Back near midfield. It'll be a header by Poventu. Knocked the other direction by Kylie Miller. Kick now for West Holmes is Rakea Stokovic to Casey Yogi. Back near midfield to Audrey Dixon. Dixon hit the kick, knocked off the foot of Paisley Miller. Now corralled by the Lady Bears, but a whistle going to be blown and we get West Holmes on the foul. And a direct kick for Riverview. This will be their first. Place that ball just shy. Paisley Miller with the kick. Sails in the air. Rolls inside the box and scooped up on the other end by goalkeeper Lily Rittenauer. Just ahead of her offense on that kick, and Rittenauer will punt it away. Directional kick goes near side. Tried to get that to Becca Miller, knocked away instead off the leg of Layla Williams, and West Holmes will have this throw. About 10. It goes over to Cassidy Holosek, the junior, for West Holmes into the offensive end. Going after Avery Troyer goes to Becca Miller. Her centering pass to Fair. Stolen away instead, however, by Ashlyn Henry. Off the foot of Elena Brindley, rolls it near midfield. Here's Kylie Miller who has the ball. Into the offensive end. Walsh will get to it on the left side. In front of her and steals it away. Poventude to the near side corner, rolls her a pass. Kylie Miller steps in front of that ball for the Lady Bears. High on the left. Miller works it middle of the field. Stolen away by Avery Troyer now. Goes to Aviani Gutter with the ball. Here pass inside the circle. Finds Cassidy Holosek. Knocked the other direction, however, by Layla Williams. Rolls it inside the box. Power. Surveys the field. Rittenauer will punt it away. Goes to the far side. Takes a bounce near that midfield line. Kenzie Fair with that kick for West Holmes. Knocked the other direction, however, by Miller. Deflected back inside the circle. Off the foot of Dixon. Dixon going after for West Holmes. Also is Elena Brindley for the Lady Bears. Her kick. Back. Into the offensive end. Kylie Miller for Riverview. Her kick into the offensive side. Rolls near the top of the box. Going after it. Here's Fox. Fox's kick knocked away by diving Lily Rittenauer. Knocked high and wide right and across the goal line. On the kick behind her by Paige Stone. Great job by Rittenauer to come away from the goalpost near the top of the box. And deflect that ball away. Otherwise, that was the one-on-one opportunity for... Instead, it'll be a goal kick for West Holmes. As Riverview had a chance maybe to get a goal in there, but a good job by Rittenauer again to get a hand on that ball. No score so far, and Casey Oki now has the second goal kick for West Holmes so far in the first half. Low grounding kick goes to the far sideline. Corralled now by the Lady Knights. That kick goes across midfield. Goes to Audrey Dixon. Knocked the other direction, however, by Elena Brindley. Cut off. Across midfield. 28 minutes to play first half and no score. And chased down on the kick now by Chloe Adams. Goes across the touch. It'll be deflected by West Holmes before that. It'll be a throw in now for the Lady Bears. The Warehouse Steak and Stein, proud to sponsor tonight's player of the game. Tonight's player of the game for the WTNS listeners will receive a gift certificate for a famous legendary onion rings courtesy of the Warehouse Steak and Stein. Ball goes across the touch again after the throw-in. It'll be a throw-in for Riverview again, about 10 yards into their offensive end. Kylie Miller, the senior, lobs it in the air. Off of Casey Yogi. Breslin Brown steps in front of the ball defensively for West Holmes. Tries to keep it in play down the far sideline. Shoots her pass back near the midfield line. Dixon into the offensive end, has the ball. Tries to control it, does so. Lobs her pass near side of the field. Goes to Becca Miller now for West Holmes offensively. Miller working against Border. Backs it up. Pass near side goes to Poventude, who will keep it in play. Working against, again, Border. Border knocks it across the touch. West Holmes has this throw. Short throw by Poventude. Now back inside the circle. She'll find Casey Yogi. Back to Avion to Yoder. Yoder has it knocked off the foot of Kylie Miller. Takes the bounce. Back to Avion to Yoder. Tries to control it. Gets back to it. Yoder works it against Paisley Miller. Works her pass near sideline. Stepped in front of now by Layla Williams. Williams controls it. Gets her pass off. Deflected by Cassidy Hulisek. Now to Poventude. Intercepted now by West Olson. That long pass. We're going to go to Delaney Cox. Cox kick inside the box. Going to be scooped off by goalkeeper Lily Rittenauer. Surveys it. Rittenauer gets set to punt it away. Does so. Pass goes to the far sideline. Corralled by Fair. She'll get it over to Breslin Brown. Brown on the defensive. Picks it up. Keeps it in play on the double team. Finally knocked off the foot of Paisley Miller. And now Riverview has the ball on that right side. Back to Kylie Miller at the top of the box. Miller will spin around against the double team. Her pass near the goal line. And there's a flag, an offsides call against the Lady Bears as breaking near that goal line area for Riverview was Alyssa Fox. And West Holmes will have the 25 and a half to play. First half, no score. And girls high school soccer action. West Holmes at Riverview tonight. Breslin Brown's pass down the far sideline. Kept in play. The Kinsey Fair rolls her pass near midfield. Finds Audrey Dixon. Now to Cassidy Hulisek. Stolen away, however, by Elena Brindley. Centering pass goes over to Kylie Miller. Offensively, Miller's pass goes left wing. And by Poventude, who again stops at Riverview offensive opportunity. Poventude's kick bounces it near midfield. Corralled by Avery Troyer. Troyer's kick going to be intercepted by the Lady Bears that time and Chloe Adams. Back into the offensive end. Poventude there to step in front of the ball. She'll find Avery Troyer. At a midfield. Rolls it inside the circle. And now Adams stepping in front of the ball again. Her pass goes to Williams. Williams pounds it into the offensive end. Off of Fox. Chased down by Breslin Brown now defensively for West Holmes. Knocked the other direction to the top of the box. And getting to it now is going to be Stokovic. Stokovic controls it. Rolls her pass. Where it's going to be intercepted by... Steals the ball for West Holmes. Off the foot of Williams again. And she'll corral it. Williams works it. Deflected near side. Back over to Becca Miller. Now to Avery Troyer. Again, play right near that midfield area. And with it is Kylie Miller, who has it for West Holmes, for Ruby, rather, offensively. Miller, middle of the field. Trying to get past the defense. Her pass going to be a whistle blown. There's the flag again. And another offsides call. So the second indirect kick for West Holmes. With 23-40 in county, first half, no score. Casey Ogi has the kick for the Lady Knights. Short kick goes near side to Brianna Poventude. Lobs it near. Across the touch, and now Riverview's going to have this throw. Audrey Border, the senior. McCroy alongside with you. Glad to have you with us here on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Again, Melissa Patrick back at WKLM Sports Central and also on FM 99.3 and MyWTNSRadio.com. Harper J back at... New score so far in the first half. And Lady Bears will have this throw-in when play resumes. Audrey Border, the senior, lobs it in near sideline, takes a bounce, intercepted by Stokovic. Her pass... Goes over to Breslin Brown. Brown works it near the circle. Rolls it past midfield. Chased back down now by Kenzie Fair for West Holmes. Fair in front of the ball. As does Kenzie Fair trying to battle for that. Adams steals it away. Adams works it down the far sideline. And deflected. Here's a steal by Fair again. Back to Avion to Yoder. Yoder had it. Here's the steal on the kick by Paisley Miller into the Lady Bears offensive end. Stokovic gets to it defensively for the Lady Knights. Works at far sideline. Turns away from her. And chased back down on the kick by Ari Pastor. Knocked the other direction by Ogie. She'll panel it across the touch. And now throw in for Riverview. About midway into their offensive end. 22 minutes to play. First half, no score. And with the throw going to be Kylie Miller. Miller starts at it. inside the box, deflected near the goal line, goes across the goal line. It's going to be off of who? I believe that's off of West Holmes. Went off of Casey Ogie, and that'll be a corner kick for the Lady Bears. This will be their first corner kick for either team. And with the kick is going to be Delaney Cox, the soft kick. Cox with it. Goes off the leg of Brown near the goalpost. Ricochets right back near the corner and goes across the goal line on that kick by Brown. So that'll be another corner kick from the same spot. Again, Delaney Cox with this kick. Lines it inside the box. Knocked down by Ogie. Keeps it in play this time around. Back to Cox. Lobs it up. Field rolls it near sideline to the opposite side corner. And it'll stay in play. Chased back down by Avery Troyer. Troyer tightropes the near sideline. Still with it. She'll control it. Troyer knocked down by Border. Troyer back onto her feet. Now a whistle is blown. And the foul on Border will be a direct kick for West Holmes. And this will be their first. Line on the West Holmes defensive end. Here's the kick by Fubutucho, pounded into the West Holmes offensive side. High kick goes rolling to the opposite side and is scooped up easily by goalkeeper Reagan Foster. Lily Brown in now for West Holmes. She was charging after that ball, but Foster, of course, got that easily before she got there. Now goes across midfield for near the top of the box. On the Lady Bears offensive end, here's Kylie Miller. Her kick just past the Lily Rittenour, but chased down by Ogie defensively to knock it away. Open goal that time, but good job by Ogie defensively to step in front of that ball after Rittenour had dove after him. Here's the kick across midfield to Paisley Miller. Again, ahead of the defense and wide open that time, Kylie Miller. Third offsides call against the Lady Bears. Third indirect kick for West Holmes of the first half. 19:40 to go, no score. Casey Ogie will have this kick. No, she'll get a short kick near side. Goes to Stokovic. Works it near the midfield line. Inside the circle. Intercepted now by Brindley. She'll get a pass off to Paisley Miller. Yeah. And she works it past Delaney Cox on the near sideline. Goes off the side of her foot and across the touch. Review is going to have this throw. Checking back in for West Holmes is going to be Audrey Dixon, the freshman, and replacing Brianna Povetu, but she has been very active in the rest with 19 minutes and counting first half and no score. Ruby will try to take advantage of that with Povetu getting a breather. Throw in by Kylie Miller, goes left wing. There's a header high in the air by Stokovic, knocked down by Avery Troyer. Troyer works it near sideline. Stolen away by Alyssa Fox. Left wing in the pass. But she'll roll it across the touchline. Away from Cox and a throw in for a review. Lady Bears will have it now. Toward that far side corner on the review offensive end. As Delaney Cox will check out for the Lady Bears. Walsh. Now the throw in for Kylie Miller. Miller throws it now offensively inside the box. Knocked down by Eva Yoder. She'll get it out of there. Now off the foot of Fox. Her pass to Paisley Miller. Works it near the goal line. Try to find Kylie Miller. Another offsides call is made. So there'll be another indirect kick for West Holmes. Their fourth of the first half. 40 to play. Ball sent away to Eva Yoder. Middle of the field. Knocked away. Over to Kylie Miller. Just outside of the box. Miller works it. Gets her pass off. Now to Walsh. Knocked the other direction by Ogie. Takes a bounce. Stepped in front of by Alyssa Fox. Intercepted and cut off by Eva Yanni Yoder. Rolls her pass near side. She'll find Avery Troyer. Troyer's kick. Intercepted by Elena Brindley. She'll find Alyssa Fox. Offensively for the Lady Bears. Fox double team. Gets a pass off. Walsh going after the ball. Rolls near the goal line. And again, there's a whistle. In the offsides call. So we've seen a few of those here in this first half. We're reviewing. Now 17 minutes to play and no score. Casey. Gets a short pass off. Stokovic back to Casey Ogi. Ogi works it near side. And she'll find Audrey Dixon. Dixon's kick across midfield. And Brindley steps in front of the ball defensively. Gets it over to Border. Border works it against Brown. Works it near midfield on the pass. Goes over to Alyssa. Stokovic gets to Evie on the other. Intercepted by Paisley Miller. Her pass near side goes to Ava Walsh high on the left side offensively. Walsh backs it up. Centering pass by Walsh. Step in front of by Breslin Brown. She'll knock it back near midfield. And West Olmes has the ball. Working it across midfield is Kenzie Fair. Spins away from the defender. Back over to Ava Yanioter. Inside the... Schwerman said deflected near sideline where it's chased down by Audrey Border for the Lady Bears. Border has it. Works it near midfield. She'll find Alyssa Fox. Stolen by Audrey Dixon. She'll find Hulsek for West Olmes. Hulsek centering pass. Sent back the other way. Inside the circle over to Paisley Miller. Stolen now by Lily Brown. Brown has it. Now back into the West Olmes offensive end. On that right wing, wide open going to be Avery Troyer who gets to that ball. Troyer looking for a cross and can't connect to her teammate. Knocked out of there by Chloe Adams and sent away by Audrey Border back here in midfield. She'll find Kylie Miller into the offensive end. Now Ava Walsh has it. Centering pass by Walsh in front of the midfield circle. She'll find Kylie Miller now. Loves near the top. Brown defensively. Works it back near midfield. West Olmes with it. Here's Kenzie Fair into the offensive end. 15 minutes to play first half. New score. There's a steal. Centering pass goes over to the direction of Casey Ogi. Deflected back off the leg now of Stokovic. Ogi will step in front of the ball again. Rolls her pass near her sideline. She'll find Avery Troyer. Troyer gets to it. Into the Lady Knights offensive end. Brown going after that ball. Knocked across the touch instead off the leg of Elena Brindley. And now West Olmes will have this throw. I do believe it'll be Riverview who has the throw instead. Brown must have got a foot on it. So Border will have this throw on the defensive end for the Lady Bears. Down the near sideline, she'll find Fox. Now to rolls it back near midfield, finds Kylie Miller. Miller working against Hulsek. Air kick deflected away, however, by Audrey Dixon. Now to Avion Yoder. Yoder, double team, knocked away, goes to Kenzie Fair. Fair trying to control it. Goes off the leg now of Paisley Miller to Adams, back to Miller. Miller back to Adams for a review, back to the far sideline. She'll track it. Midfield. Still with the ball. Adams works it down the far sideline. And keeps it in play, but stolen away now by Brown. Tried to find Ava Yanioter. Stepped in front of by Paisley Miller. He goes right wing with it on the right side. Passed by Walsh inside the box. Looking for some room. Stokovic steals it away. Good steal that time on the kick. And for the Lady Bears. With a review inside the box that time was Ari Pastor. And now a throw in for Kylie Miller toward that far side corner, about 5 yards away from that far side corner on the far side of the field. 13-20 to play first half, new score. Lobbed inside the box, knocked down by Casey Ogi. Gets it out of there on the kick by Brown. Adams steals it away. Adams has it double teamed, deflected back near the circle. Over to Lily Brown and stolen by Elena Brindley. Knocked up in the air. Back to the far sideline. Takes a bounce. Going after it now is Paige Stone. Stone battling for it. Brown steals it. Gets her pass off again near midfield. Stepped in front of by Elena Brindley. Brindley's kick. Back to the right wing. Ogi. Ogi working. Over to Brown to the far sideline. 12 and a half to play first half. New score. Ball rolls back near midfield right past Becca Miller. Sent back the other direction by Chloe Adams. And she'll find Paisley Miller. Knocked up in the air again on the kick. Corralled by Kenzie Fair. Rolls it inside the circle. There's a header by Stokovic. Back to Fox. Fox works it near the box. Sent the other direction on the kick by Audrey Dixon. Dixon to Avery Troyer, stolen by Border. Border back to Ava Walsh. That kick bounces the middle of the field off the foot of Breslin Brown. And another steal this time goes off the foot of Paige Stone. Her pass to Brown, who flicks it away. Brown lobs it down the far sideline. She'll find her teammate on the kick, working across the midfield line. With it is Becca Miller. Miller working against Chloe Adams. Tries to keep it in play. Spins away back near the midfield line. And off the foot of now Breslin Brown. Up high in the air on the lob kick by Becca Miller has it for West Holmes. Rolls it near the circle to Kenzie Fair. She'll find Eva Yanni Yoder. Yoder rolls her pass. Going to be knocked down, however, by Elena Brindley, who cuts it off. Now West Holmes with it. Kenzie Fair on the offensive end. On that left wing, knocked away from Fair, goes bouncing across the goal line. And I believe that'll be a corner kick for West Holmes. Over there on the defensive end for Riverview as well as Ashlyn Henry. But it will be a corner kick for West Holmes, their first corner kick of the evening. Avi Onyoder will trot it over there for the Lady Knights with 10:49 and counting in the first half and no score. And the senior with the kick. Down by on the kick by Troyer into the hands of goalkeeper Reagan Foster, who will corral it. Good opportunity for West Holmes there, but Foster right there to grab that ball. She'll punt it away. Goes inside the circle. Dixon will step in front of the ball now. Dixon works it inside the circle, trying to get around. It's going to be cut off by Paisley Miller for the Lady Bears. Now to Adams, works it near the midfield line. She'll pound it into the Riverview offensive end. Cut off by Casey Ogie defensively. Her pass goes far side to Breslin Brown. Brown works it down the far sideline. No score so far. Intercepted by Kylie Miller. Miller back on the attack. Lobs it inside the box. Going to be scooped up. Actually, off the hands of Rittenhouse. On top of it. Just enough initially to give a scare for West Holmes and a chance maybe for Walsh to get a foot on that ball, but Rittenhouse got back on top of it in time. Ball knocked away. Ricochets near sideline. Border gets in front of the ball, tries to keep it in play. She does so. Off the leg, however, now of Avery Troyer. Cut off by Fox. Her pass intercepted by Holosek for West Holmes. To Poventud. Poventud had it initially, knocked away from her by Elena Brindley across midfield. Cut off by Brown. Brown's pass goes far sideline. Over to West Holmes' Hannah Bruce. Bruce's pass far sideline, going to be cut off. On that kick, now Brown gets a foot of that ball. Goes across the touch with 9 minutes to play, first half. Player of the game for the WTS listening audience. Tonight's player of the game will receive a gift certificate for a Famous Warehouse cheeseburger and an order of their legendary onion rings, courtesy of the Warehouse Steak and Stein. Short throw bounces down the far sideline and the kick. Hannah Bruce with that pass over to Kenzie Fear, knocked away. Cut off by back to Avion Yoder. Back to Holosek, short of the midfield circle. Deflected and corralled on the kick by Audrey Dixon. Near side with it on the pass now to Avery Troyer. Her kick knocked down by Border. Back to Troyer. Troyer's pass inside the circle to Avion Yoder. 8:20 to play, first half, new score. Stolen away off the foot of Paisley Miller. Back over to Ava Walsh. Knocked down by Stokovich. The steal now by Kylie Miller. Fox on the offense opportunity, 1-on-1 inside the box. Fox with the kick knocked down by Rittenhouse again. On that diving deflection by Rittenhouse into the top of the box. Here's Williams inside the box again, knocked away by Casey Ogie. At the foot of Paisley Miller, gets called for the push. It'll be a direct kick for West Holmes, their second. Another great play, though, by Rittenhouse. Again, they come away from that net area, and West Holmes will have it. Kick into the West Holmes offensive side. Chased down by Ashlyn Henry defensively. Knocks it back near midfield. Brown steps in front of the ball for West Holmes. She'll work it down the far sideline. Brown has it down that left wing. Knocked across the touch. Off the foot of Chloe Adams. West Holmes going to have this throw midway into their offensive end. To play first half. Short throw back to Brown. Knocked away on the kick by Henry. Bounces it across the touch. Another throw in. West Holmes will have it. They'll back it up a little more on this throw. But still on their offensive side. Brown, the short throw to Hannah Bruce. Bruce will be stepped in front of by Adams. Back to Ashlyn Henry. That goes across the touch, and again, it'll be Brown who has the throw. 6:40 and counting, first half, no score. That throw goes to Kenzie Fair, double team. On the Yoder. Has it stolen away. Inside the circle now. With it is Kylie Miller. Her pass near side. Going to be deflected up there by Dixon to Walsh. Knocked down by Troyer. Knocked high in the air. The kick by Kylie Miller takes the bounce over to Border. Border knocks it up near the midfield line. Goes off of Dixon inside the circle. Now finds Avion Yoder. Her pass into the offensive end. Here's Povetu. Breaks free. Povetu to... high in the air by Povetu. Goes sailing over the goalpost. Good job by Ashlyn Henry defensively. Trying to make it tough on Povetu, who was trying to get beyond her to get a clean shot off. Couldn't do it because of Henry on that defense. And it will be a goal kick for Riverview. This will be their first. 5:45 to play, first half, no score. And the kick now by Elena Brindley. News far side. Line goes over the head of Hannah Bruce. Stepped in front of by Brown now for West Holmes. Brown gets around the defender. And her pass goes over to Povetu. Over to Kenzie Fair. Fair backs it up back to Povetu. Povetu on the attack again. Her shot can be... left wing. Picked by Bruce. In traffic near the goal line. Knocked out of there by Brindley again. Works it to the far sideline. With it on the kick going to be Ashlyn Henry. Intercepted by West Holmes. That pass by Avion Yoder. Near the top of the box, now to Kenzie Fair back near the midfield circle. 5 minutes to play, first half, new score. Near side. Dixon's pass. Deflected near sideline, back to Border. Gets it over to Layla Williams. Williams works it back near midfield. And she'll find Ava Walsh. Walsh works it against Dixon. Dixon steps in front of her to knock it away. Dixon controls it. Lobs it back inside the circle. Finds Avion Yoder. Ogie gets to it. Ogie's pass past near midfield to Becca Miller. Miller had it, now stolen away by Layla Williams. Rolls near the left wing area. Getting after Stokovic, and she'll roll it across the touch. Riverview now going to have this throw midway into their offensive end. 4 minutes to play, no score. And Kylie Miller's Miller surveys the defense, looks for her teammates now with 3:50 and counting in the first half. She'll lob it inside the box. Knocked down by Ogie. And ricochets out of there, and there's the whistle. On the handball will be an indirect kick for West Holmes, their sixth. Who's near side on the kick over to Audrey Dixon. Dixon, double team. Gets it over to Stokovic, now to Casey Ogie. Ogie's kick going to be intercepted by Kylie Miller. Miller on the left wing. Over to Fox in traffic. That kick going to be knocked down by Ogie inside the box. Deflects it to the far sideline. Hannah Bruce trying to get after that ball. She'll get to it. Bruce to the far sideline. Rolls across the touch, and it'll be off of Paige Stone. West Holmes will have this, though, with 2:50 to go. Short throw by Brown goes to Casey Ogie. A kick now. Back down the right wing, knocked down by Avery Troyer. Stolen by Paisley Miller near the top of the box. Off the leg of Povetu. Takes a bounce, intercepted by Williams. Avion Yoder steals it away. Rolls it near side. Gets it over to Becca Miller. Miller backs away from Border. Gets a pass off behind her. Now to Dixon, but stolen by Delaney Cox. Away, however, by Dixon, battling for that ball. Cox gets the foot on it. Now to Kylie Miller, high on the left. Miller dances near the top of the box. And that kick deflected off the foot of Casey Ogie. Gets to Avery Troyer, who now has the ball. Now over to Kenzie Fair. Fair has it knocked off the foot of Paisley Miller. Ball rolls back near that right wing. Paige Stone, along with Breslin Brown. Stone near that far side corner. Air kick rolls inside the box. Casey Yogi will intercept. Gets her pass to the far sideline to Hannah Bruce now for West Holmes. 1:40 to play, first half, no score. Bruce works it, rolls it near the circle. It'll be cut off. Knocked the other way by Ashlyn Henry. Rolls inside the box. Nobody there to connect with. And the Rittenour. 1.5 to play, first half, no score. Ball bounces near the circle. Kenzie Fear had it initially. Now she'll control it. Gets it over to Ava Yanni Yoder. Rolls her pass. Will be to the direction of Audrey Dixon. Dixon's pass across midfield. Lopped up there by Elena Brindley. Lobs it high and across the touch at midfield. And West Holmes will have this throw. Throw by Dixon. Knocked down by Border. She'll send it the other direction. Header by Stokovic. Takes the bounce. And knocked down by Fox. Troyer still battling for the ball at the foot of Fox. Now to Kylie Miller. Stolen away now by Breslin Brown. Brown works into the offense end. 45 seconds to play, first half, no score. That ball going to be intercepted to Paisley Miller. Back to the far sideline. Riverview has the ball offensively. With the kick is Paige Stone. 30 seconds. Stone's kick can be knocked back down. And the kick by Casey Ogie, who's sailing high in the air back near the midfield line. Hannah Bruce had it. 25 seconds. Now across the touch. 19 seconds and counting in the first half. Kylie Miller has it now with 12 seconds to go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Down to 5 seconks. Ball knocked down. Down to 3 seconds to go. 2, 1, and that will do it for the first half of action. Halftime score in girls high school soccer. It's West Holmes 0 and Riverview 0 in a scoreless first half. Back around the recap. And WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421. Or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin. Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for September is Spaghetti and Meatballs Pizza.
September is Truck Month at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at VillageMotorsInc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111. Check out this property located at 111 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $398,000. Currently set up as three floors of office space, former attorney and title company offices with lots of built-in cabinets and filing capabilities. It has the front desk reception area, conference rooms, private offices, and three half baths with an 11-space concrete parking lot. For more information, whether choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-763-4769 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
It is halftime in girls' high games so far between the Lady Bears and the Lady Knights. Take a look at the first half. Really, Riverview had a lot of opportunities offensively. Had no really official shots on the net. Again, they had several offsides call where they had some offensive opportunities there that kind of got taken away. Some great keeper saves by goalkeeper Olivia Rittenauer that were kind of away from that, near that she was able to come away from the net near the top of the box that weren't necessarily shots on the net by Rittenauer to prevent the review scoring in that first half. West Holmes didn't have one shot on the net in the first half. It was a good keeper save by Reagan Foster in that first half of action. And West Holmes do two direct kicks while Review had one. West Holmes six indirect kicks. The Lady Bears had none while Review had two corner kicks. West Holmes had one corner kick to the West Holmes in that first half. And West fairly evenly played first half, but it is a nothing-nothing to score and halftime. Again, West Holmes came in with that record of 3-7-1, and their next game will be on Thursday, a home game against Ashland, and for Review, a record of 7-6. They'll be playing again on Thursday, a home game against Sheridan. Again, the halftime score from Review and girls high school soccer, it's West Holmes 0 and Review 0. Back with the second half at Lamb.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat,
air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg. Stop in for the 34th Annual Customer Appreciation Week with special savings, prizes, and activities all this week. Plus, sign up to win all the dairy you can carry from Smith Dairy at Rhodey's IGA. Get Smith's gallon milk for $3.38, 2-pound bag of Halo Mandarin oranges for $2.98, Gerber's frozen chicken breast for $2.98 a pound, 6-count cinnamon or powdered sugar donuts for $4.99, 10-ounce Marie Callender's pot pies for $1.90, 2-pound bag of powdered or IGA light brown sugar, 2 for $4, and selected Utz potato chips, 2 for $4. It's Customer Appreciation Week, now through Sunday at Rhodey's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Here's about ready for the start of the second half. Again, West Holmes came in with a record of 3-7-1 on the year, trying to snap a three-game losing streak. They'll be playing a home game Thursday against Ashland. Review a record of 7-6. They've won four of their last five, and that 1-0 loss, their last home loss to St. Clairsville, but they've gone and been in a nice on their home field on Thursday against Sheridan. Of course, West Holmes won last year's matchup 6-2 over West Holmes, and been a good one so far in this year's matchup at Riverview with the scoreless first half. We'll see what happens here in the second half of play. Riverview will have the first kick to begin the second half of action. It'll be Alyssa Fox standing inside the circle as we speak. And stolen away by Poventude right off the bat. She'll work it in traffic near the top of the box, deflected away from her. And now with it is going to be Aviana Yoder. West Holmes going right to left offensively in the second half. On the right wing, kicked by Hannah Bruce, goes to Poventude. Stolen away, however, by Kylie Miller. She'll go left to right with it. Now to Audrey Dixon. Stolen back away as Riverview has the ball offensively to Fox. Fox backs it up. Lobs her kick right side, goes to Paige Stone. Rolls near the goal line. Stone goes after the ball. Deflected off the leg of Breslin Brown and across the goal line. And it'll be a corner kick now for the Lady Bears. So the third corner kick of the night for Riverview. Of course, first of the second half. Sideline is going to be Kylie Miller as the senior will get to it. Just into the second half of action. No score. So Miller will line it up from that near side flag. And the kick. Little grinding kick inside the box, deflected out. Goes over to Becca Miller, who has it for West Holmes. Stepped in front of, however, by Paisley Miller. Over to Chloe Adams. Centering pass by Paige Stone near the top of the box. Knocked high in the air on the kick now by Ogie. Knocked back down. Deflected on the kick by Ogie near side. Now to Becca Miller. Miller has it. And now stolen on the kick by Paisley Miller. Gets past Breslin Brown. He is scooped up off the bounce by goalkeeper Lily Rittenauer. Good job by Rittenauer again to corral it. No score still. Her kick goes to the far sideline. The Hannah Bruce had it initially. Now stolen away by Williams. Williams works it against the double team. Near the top of the box, the pass goes to Fox. Behind her to Kylie Miller. Miller had it, now stolen away by Avery Troyer. Becca Miller couldn't handle it, and Adams gets to the ball. Her pass near sideline, and the Paige Stone. Stone working against Breslin Brown with Stone near the goal line against Casey Ogie. Knocked away by Ogie, rolls across the goal line, I do believe, right near that flag. You see, it went off of Ashley Stone across that goal line, so it's going to be a goal kick, I believe, for West Holmes. This would be their third of the night. Just about 3 minutes into the second half, a scoreless contest. Casey Ogie will have this goal kick. Lobs it near sideline to Becca Miller. Little short kick goes over the pass to Avery Troyer. She'll pound it into the West Holmes offensive end. Going after a Povetu trying to get to that ball. She gets to it. Knocked past the defender inside the box against Border. Povetu looking for some room. Knocked away, however, by Reagan Foster and finally bats it across the goal line. Great job by Foster as Povetu had gotten by her and she recovered to get a hand on the ball and knock. Maneuver her way around Border to get a clean shot off. Couldn't do it. Good job by Border as well as Reagan Foster. And it will be a quarter kick instead for West Holmes from the far sideline. So second quarter kick of the game. Hannah Bruce will do the honors for the Lady Knights. Actually, the kick is going to be by Eviani Gooder instead. Takes the bounce. Knocked down and corralled by goalkeeper Reagan Foster. And now punts it away. Goes to the far sideline. Hannah Bruce got a foot on the ball. Goes across the touch. Hervey will have this throw. Audrey Border will throw it in. 36 minutes to play, second half, no score. Lob then, Bruce will knock it down. Corrals it. Gets it over now to Kenzie. Now corralled by Povetu. Over to Troyer, near side of midfield to Breslin Brown. Rolls her pass near sideline to Becca Miller. Miller backs it up. Back in midfield to Breslin Brown for West Holmes. Inside the circle, knocked down by Kylie Miller. Intercepted by Casey Ogie. Her pass inside the circle down to Audrey Dixon. Dixon works it for West Holmes offensively. Her pass far sideline to Hannah Bruce. Bruce lobs it up in the air. Traffic. The air had it. Border steals it away. Rolls it inside the circle. Intercepted by Avery Troyer. Rolls her pass to Becca Miller now high on the left side. There's a steal by Chloe Adams. Gets it over near side over to Paisley Miller. Near side of midfield, chased down by Paige Stone. And deflected across the touch by Brown. Throw in now for the Lady Bears. About 5 minutes into the second half, no score. Kylie Miller's going to have this. Miller lobs it in, near sideline. Header by Brown. Bounces backwards inside the box. Troyer gets to it. She'll knock it away. Who's back over to Kenzie Fair back near the midfield circle. Back to Aviana Yoder. Yoder past the midfielder, working inside the circle. Yoder still with the ball. Now behind her, the pass to Avery Troyer. Rolls her pass near sideline, Becca Miller. Miller keeps it in play. She'll control it. And stolen by Ashlyn Henry now, who steps in front of the ball. Henry battling with Becca Miller for the ball. Backs it up, still with it. Pass behind her to Chloe Adams. Adams kick at midfield. Now to Kylie Miller. And now control. Goes inside the circle to Aviani Yoder. Just behind her on the pass to Stokovic. Here kick across midfield intercepted by Border. Off the leg of Kenzie Fair. Back to Povetu. Povetu against the double team. Knocked away. On the kick by Adams back near the midfield line. Goes the other direction. Gets it over to Paige Stone. Stolen by Brown. Brown's pass goes to Avery Troyer. Aviani Yoder now. End of the defense, she'll find Kenzie Fair back to Aviani Yoder. Yoder's pass near the right wing. And corralled now by goalkeeper Reagan Foster. Foster able to get to it before Hannah Bruce had a chance to track that ball down. Near the top of the box, and Foster will punt it away. Knocked down on the kick by Williams. Gets it over the line. Sent away on the kick by Eva Walsh. Intercepted. Middle of the field by Casey Ogie. She'll send it back the other direction. And cut off by Adams. Adams along with Becca Miller step in front of that ball. Adams has it. Here a kick. Going to be cut off by Povetu. Povetu works it for West Holmes offensively. Tries to split the double team. Has it inside the box. Povetu near the goal line and cross the goal line. Reagan Foster. And again, it goes across the goal line. So Buvatu putting some pressure on the Riverview defense that time, but it will be off of her leg. And a goal kick now for Riverview will be their second. And with the kick for the Lady Bears, it's going to be Elena Brindley. The junior lobs it up in the air near sideline. In front of the ball, the near side of the field. That goes across the touch. West Holm is going to have this throw. Reslin Brown, short throw, goes to Avery Troyer, rolls it right into the midfield circle. Now to Avion Yoder. Back to Troyer. She'll find Poventude. Back to Troyer. And stolen back away by Williams. Her kick. Going to be intercepted by Casey Ogie. And back inside the circle to Avery. Here. Knocked down by Elena Brindley to Paisley Miller. She'll find Adams. Near side with it. Steps in front of by Becca Miller, who works it now high on the left side for West Holmes offensively. Miller. Kick near the top of the box. Cut off by Audrey Border. Border battling with it along with Poventude. Poventude steals it away. Her kick near the neck. Going to be scooped. Working hard out there offensively. She played more on the defensive end the first half, and she's playing more offensively for West Holmes here in the second half of play. Got that short shot off, but that kick near the circle. Troyer went down, and a foul called against the Lady Bears, so West Holmes will have their third direct kick of the night. 31-20 to play, second half, no score. Kick by Ogie, center of the field, goes to Elena Brindley. Brindley works it near midfield. Controlled, now stolen away on the kick by Dixon. Rolls it far sideline. Hannah Bruce, who has the ball. Bruce works it in traffic. Gets a pass off to Poventu. Behind here now to Avery Troyer. Troyer lobs his long kick near the net and scooped up easily by goalkeeper Reagan Foster. Went for the long shot opportunity, but Foster right there to sails it inside the circle. Knocked down by Fox. Avion Yoder gets to the ball. Rolls it near sideline to Becca Miller high on the left side. Miller's pass, past Adams, cut off and sent on the kick by Ashlyn Henry near side. She'll get it over to Paige Stone, goes across the touch, and it'll be a throw-in now. It was Stone battling with Reslin Brown for that ball. And they're going to see Brown's pass goes to Casey Ogie. Centering pass to Audrey Dixon, now inside the circle to Avion Yoder. Finds Avery Troyer now. Back to Avion Yoder. It's inside the circle to Kenzie Fair. Now to Troyer. Troyer's kick. Knocked back down by Elena Brindley. Now chased back down on the kick to Layla Williams. Williams has it inside the circle. This pass. Lead pass down to Stone on the right wing for Riverview offensively. Stone works it near the goal line looking for a cross. Knocked down by Ogie inside the box and rolls across the goal line. Good job by Ogie to step in front of that ball, but it will be a corner kick for Riverview. Their fourth corner kick of the night. Their second so far of the second half. Kylie Miller again to do the kicking with under 30 minutes to play, second half. Miller with the kick. And that kick goes inside and across the goal line. Could not keep it in play from the corner. And it will be a goal kick now for West Holmes. This will be their fourth goal kick of the night, and their second of the second half. Alongside with you, glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com and also FM 99.3 and MyWTNSRadio.com. Casey Ogie has the kick. Now we're ready. Here's the whistle. Short pass goes to your side. Breslin Brown, who has it. Played by Becca Miller. Miller controls it near side of the field, rolls it across midfield, finds Avery Troyer. Troyer gets the double team. Now gets to the open part of the field. Lobs are kicked near the top of the box, rolls inside the box, and chased down by goalkeeper Reagan Foster. Tried to leave that pass, I think, for Poventu, but Foster got to it first before Poventu was able to get to it. And now Foster gets set to punt it away. To the head of Kenzie Fair, now to Avery Troyer, to Avery Yoder. Back over to Avery Troyer offensively. Her pass cut off by Paisley Miller to Fox. Couldn't handle it. Now to Avery Troyer. Left wing back to Becca Miller. Miller backs it up. Works it over to Kenzie Fair. and stolen away instead by Fox. Fox has it the other direction for the Lady Bears. Third pass down to Kayla McPeak, but a bit too far past McPeak, and the offsides call will be made. And that's been the story for the Lady Bears tonight. They've had some good offensive opportunities, but the offsides call again. Seventh indirect kick for West Holmes. Kick by Casey Ogie. Rolls it back near midfield. Now to Becca Miller. No score, but 27 and a half to go. Now to Miller. Near the top of the box. Delaney Cox now on the right side of the kick by McPeak. Grabbed off the bounce by goalkeeper Lily Rittenauer. Lady Bears with good opportunity there. Now punted it away. There's a header by Troyer, goes inside the circle. Ashley Henry steps in front of the ball, gets her pass over to Paisley Miller. Miller and McPeak, cut off by Ogie, back to McPeak. McPeak has it near the top of the box. Her kick going to be knocked down by Dixon defensively. Off the foot of McPeak, knocked away on the kick now by Breslin Brown. She'll get it out of there. Dangerous area for West Holmes. Worthy with an opportunity there, but again, Brown able to get it out of that box. Throw in now for the Lady Bears from the far side. Border lobs it in. Hannah Bruce. There's the steal. The kick by Williams. Here's over to Fox. Knocked down by Ogie. Ricochets the kick off the foot of Avery Troyer now. Step in front of by Williams. Rolls it near the top of the box. Ricochets. Now it's going to be corralled by Kinsey Fair. Back to Hannah Bruce for West Holmes. Bruce's kick inside the circle. Finds Kinsey Fair. Leads her pass for Bruce. A bit too strong. Going to have this throw. Audrey Border, the senior, will have it with 26 minutes to play. No score. Bounces near the midfield line and again across the touchline. So will be a throw in here for West Holmes. Dixon, the Knights. Short throw, deflected back to Dixon. She'll knock it across the touch. So Lady Bears will have it. Here's the throw down the far sideline. Into Riverview's offensive end. Here's Fox to Delaney Cox. Rolls her pass inside the box. Near the goal line. Scooped up. Now by goalkeeper Lily Rittenauer. Rittenauer surveying the field. And she will punt it away. Inside the circle. And it'll be knocked down by Paisley Miller. Stolen now by Troyer. Troyer will lob it into the West Holmes offensive end near the top of the box, but scooped up by Reagan Foster before Povitude had a chance to track that ball down. Junior goalkeeper for the Lady Bears. That kick goes near midfield over to Paisley Miller. Off the foot of Brown. Lobs it near sideline for West Holmes to Becca Miller. Down to Breslin Brown. Cut off by Kylie Miller. Goes near sideline, just beyond Becca Miller's foot and across the touch. But it will be a throw-in for the Lady Knights into their off. Brown goes behind her near the midfield to Troyer, to Ogie. Get them play to Becca Miller. Miller near sideline, past the defender. Works it left wing. Becca Miller, double team. Knocked back to her. Spins away from it. Gets her pass off. Whistle's going to be blown. Called that foul on Riverview. This will be the fourth direct kick for side of the box on that left wing area. 24-09 and counting second half. No score. Avery Troyer is going to have this kick. Short kick to Yoder. Yoder will lob it high in the air. Sails his way to the right corner of the net. That's going to be a goal. Avery on to Yoder with for the lob kick. And did it perfectly. Outstretched hands of Reagan Foster really didn't have a chance as it curled to the right back of that corner of that net. Avion Yoder gives West Holmes a 1-0 lead, 23-54 to play in the second half. We'll be back after this. This is Girls High School Soccer on WTNS and WKLM.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Haley on the other, her second goal. Off the advantage. Of course, they came off the direct kick. And the pass to Avi Gondiotter, and she did the rest of that nice high lob kick that curled to the right corner of that net. Play has resumed. Kick by Kylie Miller goes rolling inside the box, scooped up by Lily Rittenauer. She'll punt it high in the air, goes near sideline. And Miller, but across the touch, Riverview's going to have this throw. 1-0, West Holmes has the lead. 23 minutes to go, though. Still plenty of time. On the throw by Kylie Miller goes right wing. Knocked down by Casey Ogie. Off the leg on the kick by Avery Troyer to Casey Ogie defensively. Near side with the pass to Breslin Brown. Brown's pass near side cut off. Miller dances against the defender. Spins around against Becca Miller. Miller with that pass right wing cut off by Casey Ogie. Now off the foot of Avery Troyer, stolen by Fox, battling along with Avery Troyer, and Troyer steals it away. Her pass to Hulisic. Now to Avi Gondiotter. Yoder's pass goes rolling across midfield. Elena Brindley rolls it near sideline to Chloe Adams defensively. Adams working against Hulisic, knocked across the touch by Hulisic, and Adams going to have this throw now for the Lady Bears. 1-0 West Holmes, 22-10 and counting second half. The Warehouse Steak and Stein, proudly sponsor tonight's Player of the Game. Tonight's Player of the Game will receive an order of their legendary onion rings, courtesy of the Warehouse Steak and Stein. The win at midfield goes to Troyer, knocked away on the kick. Ricochets inside the circle. Within the offensive end, here's Williams. Near the top of the box. Breaking free, here's Ava Walsh looking for some room. Here's shot going to be a bit high and sails over the goalpost. Ava Walsh had some daylight. Goal for the Lady Bears. And this will be a goal kick for West Holmes, their fifth of the night, their third of the second half. Casey Ogie will have this kick. And that short kick goes near side to Breslin Brown. Lobs it near sideline. To Becca Miller, back to Brown. Sent away on the kick instead by Ogie. To Kylie Miller. Now right wing goes to McPeak. Stolen away by Breslin Brown now near the goal line. Knocks it across the touch, and Riverview's going to have this throw. Toward that near side corner on the Lady Bears offensive end. Kylie Miller will have this throw. Under 21 minutes to go, 1-0 West Holmes lead. Miller starts at it. That pass inside the box. Knocked down by Avi Gondiotter. Avery Troyer will get it out of there. Lobs it near side. That'll bounce across the touch again. And again, Riverview will have this throw. They'll back it up a little bit, about midway point of that offensive end for the Lady Bears. Kylie Miller. Inside the box. Takes a bounce. Danger area knocked away by Dixon out of there. Got it away from Walsh. Now Fair gets a foot on that ball. Knocked away on the kick by Dixon. Cut off by Alyssa Fox. Dixon knocks it back near the circle now. Intercepted by Ashlyn Henry. Centering pass now to Fox. Her pass is out of the box, breaking free. That's going to be a goal. And being tackled that time is Ari Pastor, who got that goal to tie this game up. Ari Pastor with 19:54 to play second half gets the goal for the Lady Bears. We're tied up at one apiece back after this on WTNS and WKLM.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Freak Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Freak Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Freak Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Ari Pastor getting the goal to answer the goal scored by Avion Negutter in the second half. We're all knotted up now at one apiece between West Holmes and Riverview. As this evenly played game has really been the case throughout this contest tonight. Now Ball rolls inside the box near the top of the box and the kick by Reagan Foster. As play resumes and Foster will punt it away. Pass is inside the circle. Knocked down by Avion Yoder. Stolen by Kylie Miller. Her kick into the Lady Bears offensive end. Casey Oogie steps in front of the ball defensively. Knocks it across the touch. And the throw in for the Lady Bears. Midway into their offensive side. Here's Kylie Miller with 19. Pastor again, her second goal of the year. Lobs it right wing inside the box. Knocked down in traffic by Dixon. Kicked by Paige Stone. Off the foot of Dixon in the hands of goalkeeper and Lily Rittenauer. The whistle was blown there by the official as that took place. Going to be a short, a direct kick in front of the net. With Avion Yoder and Avery Troyer, Casey Oogie all stepping in front of that net area. But it'll be a kick inside the box. Right now, Fox and Kylie Miller are standing in front of that goal. See which one actually hits the ball. And when they stop the clock with 18:36 to play. Critical opportunity right here for the Lady Bears. Again, it's from inside the box, but West Holmes has allowed to get their defenders in front of that net to defend it. It'll be Alyssa Fox right now near the ball. Looks like she's going to get this kick. And just behind her is Kylie Miller. Resumes. Now clock is going with 18:18 and counting. Stone might kick it as well. We'll see who gets it. Fox started at it and then backs up. Official still kind of positioning everybody. Waiting for that whistle kick by. Kick of the deflected high and wide right and across the goal line. So good job defensively for West Holmes. He able to form that wall in front of the net by the West Holmes defenders. It was deflected and it will be a corner kick for Riverview, and it'll be the fifth quarter kick tonight for the Lady Bears. After that shot on goal, that kick goes ceiling inside the box, knocked down in traffic, kick by Pastor, knocked up there high air the other direction by Poventu, gets it out of there outside of the box. Here's the kick. Now Avey Troyer gets the steal. Now to Avey on the other for West Holmes. Passes it near Miller. Brown gets a foot on that ball. Stolen by Adams. Her pass near sideline. Well, she's knocked down by on the kick by Paige Stone. Not the other way by Stokovic. Goes across the touch. Lady Bears will have this, though, on their offensive end. 16:50 and counting in the second half. Tied at one. Kylie Miller has this throw. Inside the box, there's a header by Casey Oogie. Gets it out of there. Now to Avion Yoder. Back over to Becca Miller. Miller works it the other direction. Controls it. Miller now stolen by Chloe Adams. Her pass. Sent the other direction of the kick by Stokovic inside the circle. Off the leg of Ashlyn Henry. Near side pass cut off by Becca Miller. Polosek. Now back behind her to Avery Troyer. Troyer's kick inside the circle will be intercepted by Williams. 16 minutes to play, second half, 1-1 score. A kick knocked down by Eva Yoder. Now Fox steps in front of the ball, goes to Kylie Miller. Miller has it offensively, lobs her pass now to Paige Stone. Knocked away by Brown, however. She'll roll it near the goal line, and it's going to be across the goal line in a corner kick now for the Lady Bears again. Fourth corner kick of the second half, and of course, Kylie Miller will have the kick again. Tied up at one apiece between West Holmes and Riverview and girls high school soccer tonight. Kick by Kylie Miller. Low lining kick. It'll be knocked. Gets it out of the box. Fox will get to it again for review. Care pass back to Kylie Miller. Miller dances now near the goal line. Lobs it, and the cross opportunity goes sailing to the opposite side of the field. Over the head of Walsh. Stepped in front of by the ball by Kinsey Fair, who got the kickoff. Knocked down by Williams. Tries to keep it away. Can't do it. Goes across the touch. Have this throw. And 15 minutes to play and counting the second half. Tied at one. Review's going to have a direct kick, it looks like, instead. It'll be Audrey Border from that far side of the field. About 10 yards into their offense. Border with that kick. Going to be knocked down by Fair. Fair's kick rolls it back near midfield. Try to get it to Poventude. Instead, step in front of by Elena Brilling. Now a lot high in the air than the far sideline by the Lady Bears. She's down by Audrey Dixon for West Holmes. Dixon working against Walsh. Battling for it. Walsh will get knocked the other way by Casey Ogie. Gets her pass over to Holosek, short of the midfield circle. Out of Aviana Yoder. Her pass to Breslin Brown now. 14 minutes to play. It's 1-1 score. Half pass a bit too strong by Brown. Goes rolling in across the touch at midfield. And now it will be a throw-in. Chloe Adams will have this throw. Lady Bears 7-6. West Holmes 3-7-1 on the year. Ethuin knocked down near side to Paige Stone. Ricochets back to the midfield line. Henry with that kick. Pounds it the other way. Intercepted by Casey Ogie. Her pass goes to Avery Troyer near the midfield circle. Back into the West Holmes offensive end. Strong kick by Troyer. Goes to the opposite side of the field. And it'll be grabbed by goalkeeper Reagan Foster, who scoops it up. She'll punt it away. Knocked down by Holosek. Goes near side with it to Becca Miller. Rolls it back behind her at midfield to Breslin Brown to Aviana Yoder. Yoder's kick, middle of the field. Trying to find Poventude. Poventude going after the ball, but it'll be chased down instead by Reagan Foster, who scoops it up. To the right side of that box. Punts it away. Sails it far side. Knocked down by Paisley Miller. Miller gets a foot on it. Works it against Kenzie Fair. Takes a pass midfield. That pass going to be intercepted by Stokovic for the Lady Knights. Lobs it inside the midfield circle. She'll find Cassidy Holosek to Aviana Yoder. West Holmes has it. Rolls inside the box and grabbed by goalkeeper Reagan Foster again. That'll thwart that offensive attack for the Lady Knights and punted away by Foster. Sails its way near the circle. Knocked down by Fox. Corralled now by Poventude. Finds Aviana Yoder, who has the ball offensively. Yoder works it. Long kick by Yoder near the net. Going to be knocked down by Reagan Foster. Went down to one knee to corral it. And Foster gets set to punt this ball away. Low lining kick. Knocked down by Holosek to Aviana Yoder. Rolls it inside the box. Going after Reagan Foster. And again, she'll slide after it and corral it. Going after that ball on the far side of the field was Kinsey Fair. Foster goes far sideline. With it is Paisley Miller. Rolls her pass behind her to Elena Brindley. She works it near the midfield circle. Brindley inside the circle. Lobs her pass into the offensive end. She'll find Paige Stone. Stone has it. Her kick knocked down by Casey Ogie. Back to Stone. Battling with Ogie for the ball. Stone gets it back. Cut off by Kylie Miller. Miller works it around the defender. Her pass to the right wing. Chased down by Breslin Brown. Brown works it near sideline. Near the corner. Lobs it across the touch. It'll be a throw-in now for Riverview with 11 minutes to play. Second half tied up at one. Kylie Miller will have this throw on the Lady Bears offensive end. 10 yards away from the corner. Lobs to Lukovic. Gets it out of there. And right past Holosek. Kicked by Henry near the top of the box. That rolls inside the box, actually, and chased down now by Rittenauer, who allowed that ball to roll across the goal line. So couldn't quite connect with anybody. And it will be a goal kick for West Holmes. This will be their sixth of the night. 10.5 to go, tied at one. goals. And Ari Pastor for Riverview in the second half. Kick by Ogie goes near sideline to Becca Miller. Now to Avery Troyer for the Lady Knights. Troyer's kick into the West Holmes offensive end. Rolls to the top of the box. And so the other direction on the kick by Reagan Foster. Short kick is intercepted by Becca Miller. Miller's pass cut off by Ashlyn Henry. Intercepted by Troyer. Troyer has it. Kenzie Fair has the ball. Now to Troyer. Troyer finds Poventude. Back over to Aviani Yoder. Yoder works to pass the defender. Rolls it inside the box. And scooped up by goalkeeper Reagan Foster. Couldn't get a strong kick on it. And Foster easily will corral it. She'll punt it away. Goes near side with the kick. Becca Miller gets a leg on that ball. Rolls it back in midfield. Intercepted by Breslin Brown. Brown works it near sideline. Working against Kylie Miller. Brown goes down with the ball. Couldn't control that ball. Goes across the touch. And will be what? Whistle blown. And I believe going to be a direct kick for West Holmes. Fifth direct kick of the night. Place that ball midway point of the offensive end. Short kick by Ogie to Brown. Brown centering pass. Cut off by Paisley Miller. Knocked away by Kylie Miller. Intercepted by by Avery Troyer. Back to Poventude. Now to Avion. The other kick by Holosik, who's right wing to Kenzie Fair. Fair shot near the net. Going to be a grab by goal. That shot on goal from the right wing. But Foster has the keeper save. Bunts it away inside the circle. 8.5 to go. We're tied up at 1 apiece. Battling for it. Troyer steals it away. Little give and go from Fair back to Troyer. Border knocks it from her. Now to Avion to Yoder. Yoder's kick goes to the right wing. Chased down by Kenzie Fair. Gets over to Poventude. Her kick goes wide right and across the goal line. That was deflected by the Lady Bears. So corner kick now for West Holmes. Will come from that far side of the field. Third corner kick for West Holmes tonight, their second of the second half. Avion Gunner will trot over there with 8 minutes to go and tied up at 1 apiece. Avion Gunner has the corner kick for West Holmes. There's the kick. Lobs near the top of the net. The box, I should say, over to Poventude. Poventude getting the foot on near the goal line. Off the foot of Fox, she'll knock it out of there. Kick by Yoder, lobs it again inside the box. Knocked down by Paige Stone to Henry. Poventude goes wide right in across the goal line. So West Holmes can never get a clean shot at the net. Good job by the Bears defensively. And it will be a goal kick now for Riverview. This will be their third goal kick tonight. 7-17 and counting, second half tied up at one. Knocked down by on the far end by Paisley Miller. Over to Ava Walsh. Walsh backs it up. Finds Border. Border lobs it back near midfield. Getting to it is Dixon for West Holmes. Steps in front of it. And she'll find Stokovic back to Casey Ogie, middle of the field. Ogie works it near side, knocked away by Fox. Around near sideline, rolls it back at midfield. Now gets it over to Becca Miller. Now back behind her goes to Breslin Brown. Now to Becca Miller. Miller works it. Adams got a foot on that ball. Rolls across that touch. And it'll be a throw-in for West Holmes, or will it? It'll be a throw-in for the Lady Bears. And Kylie Miller will have this throw just shy of the midfield line. Counting second half. Miller lobs it in for the Lady Bears on their offensive end. Header by Avery Troyer. Knocked down by Holosek. Her kick inside the circle. Tries to find Thayer off the foot of Border instead. Walsh goes after it. Dixon steps in front of the ball. Dixon rolls it inside the circle now. Finds Avery Troyer. Troyer deflected away. By Layla Williams. Brown has it deflected off the foot of Kylie Miller and over to Avery Troyer. Troyer rolls it across midfield. Deflected high in the air by Border. Takes a bounce from Thayer to the far sideline. Ava Walsh going after that ball. Can't keep it in play. Goes across the touch. Throw in now for West Holmes. 5.5 to play and a 1-1 score. putter. Stolen by Paisley Miller. Centering pass cut off by Casey Ogie. Ogie works it across midfield. Now to Becca Miller, who has the ball. Miller backs it up. Knocked down by Holosek. Off the foot of Ashlyn Henry inside the circle. Corralled by Fox. Double team. Knocked away on the steal. To Avery Joyer. Now back behind her to Ogie. At midfield to Aviani Utter. Back into the offensive end. She's down on the kick by Elena Brindley. Moves to the far sideline. Tries to steal it away from Kenzie Fair. She'll roll it back near midfield. Now to Alyssa Fox. Give and go now the far end. Cut off by Stokovic. She'll work it back near midfield for West Holmes. Cut off by Border. Border deflected. And now control of the kick by Eva Walsh. Behind her, back over to Paisley Miller. Rolls her kick back behind her on the pass by Elena Brindley. Lobs it near the circle. Intercepted by Aviani Yoder. Has it for West Holmes. Yoder works it offensively against Kylie Miller. Deflected away by Miller to the far sideline. And that'll go across the touch. West Holmes is going to have this throw. Play tied up at one apiece. Kenzie Thayer is going to have this throw. Thayer, the senior. There's the whistle. Short throw goes to Troyer. Now to Avion Yoder. Long kick by Yoder near the neck, and they take a bounce into the hands of goalkeeper Reagan Foster. Went for the long shot opportunity. She'll punt it away. Short kick. Takes a bounce. Over the head of Avion Yoder. Going after her now. Her and Paisley Miller. Miller gets a foot on that ball. Miller rolls it. Now from the kick by Border across midfield. Intercepted by Casey Ogie. 3.5 to go. Tied up at one. Kylie Miller's kick. Rolls it to the far side. She's down defensively by Dixon. Dixon works it to Pax Cox, and a whistle is going to be blown. Be a foul on Riverview, and it'll be a direct kick now for West Holmes, their sixth. The Warehouse Steak and Stein is proud to sponsor tonight's Player of the Game. Tonight's Player of the Game will receive the gift certificate for our famous Warehouse cheeseburger and order of their legendary onion rings, courtesy of the Warehouse Steak and Stein. Kick by Casey Ogie. And a result in a throw-in for the Lady Bears with under 3 minutes to play, tied up at one. Throw-in by Border to Fox. A kick now by Paisley Miller to the far sideline. A couple bounces, that'll be across the touchline. And a throw-in for Riverview. Midway into their offensive end. Throw by Kylie Miller. There's a header. Gets it out of there, does Stokovic. Intercepted by Stone, now corralled by Avery Troyer for West Holmes. To Aviani Yoder. Yoder knocks it across midfield. Intercepted by Ashlyn Henry. Now corralled by Williams, her centering pass. Over to Fox, ricochets off the leg of Casey Ogie. To Avery Troyer, knocks it back near midfield. Intercepted. Over to Paisley Miller, corralled on the kick by Povetu to Troyer. Troyer's lob kick into the West Holmes offensive end. Goes to the far sideline. Elena Brindley gets to that ball. Knocks it across the touch. Be off the leg of Kenzie Fair. Riverview has the throw. With under 2 minutes to go, tied up a one. Throw in near midfield. Can be stolen away on the kick. Push off on Falk. On Delaney Cox, it'll be a direct kick for West Holmes. 10 yards into their offensive end. Kick by Yogi. Now to Troyer. Finds Fair on the far sideline. Border goes after the ball defensively. Battling with Fair to get to that ball. Goes across the touch off of 1:19 and counting. Second half tied up at one apiece. Throw into Delaney Cox, double team. Rolls her pass now to Chloe Adams. Adams finds Kylie Miller. Miller inside the circle. Knocked away. Stepped in front of by Breslin Brown. Back across midfield, near sideline, giving chase after the ball is Becca Miller. Miller's kick knocked across the Lady Knights. Under a minute to go, tied up at one. Breslin Brown has the throw in for West Holmes. Goes to Becca Miller. Stolen by Williams. Her pass to Kylie Miller. Miller double team. Rolls it in front of the midfield circle. Intercepted by Fair. She'll find Aviani Yoder offensively. 35 seconds. Yoder. It's a pass over to Yoder looking for some room. Ricochets left wing. Here's Becca Miller. Breaks free left wing. 25 seconds. Miller. That kick knocked down by Williams. Over to West Holmes. Backing it up. That kick goes over to Breslin Brown. 15 seconds to go. Stolen by Fox the other direction. Fox into the offensive end. She'll race it. Long kick by Fox. Going to be corralled by Lil. 5 seconds to play. Hurtnauer punts it away, and that is going to do it. And we will finish up in a 1-1 tie. Well, some furious action toward the end. But now the team able to get it, find the net, and it'll be a 1-1 tie tonight between West Holmes and Riverview. So, again, West Holmes 1, Riverview 1, to finish up play on this 1-1 tie this evening. Action. We'll take a break. Come back to recap the action next on WTNS and WKLM.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Attention Knights Nation, this is Noah Clark with Clark Fowler Electric. As a proud sponsor of West Holmes sports from T-ball all the way through high school, Clark Fowler Electric Motors and Supplies is on top of the game. With almost 3 decades as the area's leading provider in parts, repairs, and service, Clark Fowler is a team that you can count on. If you've had a breakdown, we'll get you back up and running and get you back into the game. Visit ClarkFowlerElectric.com for more details and information and all your electric motor needs. Go Knights!
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of 2 great locations on U.S. 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Vigert Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Denco Marketing and Tricore Industrial, 2 reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricore Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
The final in girls high school soccer from Riverview, and it ends up in a 1-1 tie. Of course, in overtime and in regular season, I should say. That doesn't kick in until postseason play. So it does finish up in a 1-1 tie between Riverview and West Holmes. It was a scoreless first half, and West Holmes got the first goal of the game. That would come with 23:54 to play in the second half. A goal by Ava Yanni-Oder, her second team. West Holmes advantage at that point. And then the Lady Bears would answer right back with 19:54 to play, and it would be Ari Pastor who would score with her second goal of the year, and that would tie it up at 1-1 at that point. And some other teams had, both teams had opportunities the rest of the way, couldn't cash in, and it finishes up in a 1-1 tie. For West Holmes, by my count, they had 8 shots on goal. Riverview had 7. Lady Bears had 7. West Holmes 7 direct hicks. Riverview had 2 for the game. West Holmes had 7 indirect hicks. The Lady Bears had none. West Holmes with 3 corner kicks, while Riverview finished up with 6 corner kicks on the night. West Holmes had 6 goal kicks, while Riverview finished up with 3 goal kicks on the night. And evenly played game throughout the night, and it finishes up in that 1-1 score. The game go to Ari Pastor, who got that lone goal of the game for the Riverview Lady Bears. Again, her second goal of the year. Ari Pastor, or Warehouse Stakenstein player of the contest. For you with the tie for them, they'll go to 7-6-1 on the year. And they'll be playing on Thursday a home game again against Sheridan. West Holmes will go to 3-7-2, their second tie of the year. And their next game will be on Thursday a home game with CC. That'll wrap things up for us here from Riverview. We want to thank both of our in-studio engineers today, both Melissa Patrick back at WKLM and Harper J back at WTNS Sports Central. Again, the final score in girls' high school soccer from Riverview. It was Riverview 1 and West Holmes 1. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.